David, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for your time this morning. What is your reaction to the governor's plan to reinvent Michigan's educational system?
Well, you know, I mean, we agree with the governor on the bottom line. All children deserve an excellent education. You know, we agree that there are some schools that are not cutting it. We agree on transparency and accountability. We appreciate his statement that we could achieve what we need to achieve through collective bargaining. But we do have serious questions about the strategy he takes to reach these goals. And namely, you know, he takes his private sector experience and wants to have a market-driven system of competition and choice. And public education doesn't exist to turn a profit like the private sector does. Public education doesn't get to choose its students, sort of like a private company gets to choose the resources that it uses. And, you know, we've tried competition more than any other state between charters and schools of choice, and it clearly has not worked, again, because education's a public good. It's not a private for-profit entity. So we have concerns in general about the general market-driven approach. There are specific things he mentioned I could also talk about. I mean, he wants to increase the number of charter schools and districts that are struggling. Well, you know, that takes money away from the districts that are perhaps most in need. He wants every district to be a district of choice, that they have to accept students from everywhere. Well, that doesn't really help the districts those students are coming from. He wants to financially reward districts which show growth in student performance. And while we appreciate that he's measuring growth and not the absolute amount, you know, I could argue that it's the schools not showing growth that really need more of the investment up front. You know, he stresses a lot about online education, and, you know, technology is a major, major piece of education, but online education does not replace the teacher in the classroom. And a couple of other big things, he talks about getting rid of seniority. Now, you know, we agree with the governor that you need a comprehensive teacher evaluation system. We've designed our own because very, very few exist. And if administrators implement a comprehensive evaluation system, help those teachers that are not improving, those teachers continue not to improve, well, those teachers shouldn't be teaching anymore. So if your reason for wanting to get rid of seniority is to make sure you don't keep bad teachers and only have good teachers, we want that goal. But that goal is achieved with seniority if administrators do their job of properly evaluating, helping, and if teachers don't improve significantly, who need to improve, dismissing those teachers.
Yeah, but David, with teacher tenure, how can, because we hear from a lot of school district superintendents who we talk to, how can, it's almost impossible to get rid of these bad teachers.
Well, that's absolutely incorrect.
Okay.
That is the falsehood perpetuated by the movie Waiting for Superman. It is totally incorrect. Teachers get dismissed. All tenure is due process. As a matter of fact, we do admit, because we researched it, the tenure process takes too long. I'm the due process part if a teacher is dismissed. And we propose publicly that we could cut the time it takes that the due process happens. We could cut it by 40%.
But teachers' unions don't want that, do they?
Excuse me?
Teachers' unions don't want that process shortened?
Yeah, no, we proposed it. The bottom line isn't the length of the process. The bottom line is due process. And you could have due process take place in a shorter period of time than it currently does.
All right.
We were out there proposing. You know, the other thing I need to mention is there are some things he puts forth, like early childhood education, which is fantastic. But then he has a budget that disinvests in public education. And, you know, how can you have early childhood education? How could you continue to attract the best and the brightest in the classroom when we're not investing in public education?
All right. I have two questions for you. I want you to take off your hat as president of the American Federation of Teachers. Now you're the superintendent. There, according to data from 2010 from the Michigan Department of Education, there are 24 school districts, including Lansing, that have budget deficits of $1 million or more, and they're in danger of having emergency financial managers implemented. What would you do? Do you support having those managers come in and take over? And if not, how do we fix these budget deficits?
Well, we do not support emergency managers coming in. We support superintendents bringing everybody to the table and figuring out and making the hard choices together, which have been made for years and years and years and years. That's how some districts have faced difficult economic times for a while. And through collective bargaining, through working together, we figure out how we could address those financial issues. But if I was a superintendent, I would do something else. I would go to my state organization, and I would say, you got to be out there lobbying for more revenue for the state, because this is not a spending issue. It's a revenue issue. You got to be lobbying that businesses don't get an 86% tax cut while we defund public education. Those are the two things I always do as a superintendent. Bring everybody together to figure out how to solve the issue, but also have my state organization as a superintendent advocate against the 86% cut in business tax.
So, David, is more funding going to create opportunities for students to do better and to be more prepared to get into college?
Absolutely. I mean, it's directly linked. I mean, is money the be-all and end-all? Is money by itself take care of it? Absolutely not. Is money essential? Of course. You know, I mean, class size is going to skyrocket under these proposed budget cuts. That makes it much, much more difficult for a student to learn. Textbooks will be outdated. Technology will not be available. Programs will be cut. We won't have a well-rounded curricula because of finances. There's a direct link to the proper funding of education and how well our students are prepared for life after high school. Again, money is not the be-all and end-all. It's not it by itself, but it is absolutely necessary to have the kind of education system all our children deserve.
David, the next time you're in Lansing, let's touch base. Let's get you in studio and talk more about education. There's a lot of questions out there, and we're looking for answers. We look forward to having some coffee with you and talking about this topic.
Well, we would love to continue to do it, and I appreciate the time.